Well, in baseball, Daryl Strawberry took what was thrown at him and connected and could make magic happen. And he's still connecting today. World Series titles, All-Star Game appearances, nominated to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Brand new book out called Turn Your Season Around, How God Transforms Your Life. He's with us right now. Daryl Strawberry, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Daryl, in your new book, you use many examples from your own life to talk about God's saving grace. Is it still painful to talk about your struggles?
No, it's not, because once God heals you from those issues, you learn to move forward. You learn to use those to help others, to show others that I was broken and I was hurting. I had painful situations in my life, but I met this man named Jesus, and he just came along in my life, and he just, you know, redeemed me. He rescued me, redeemed me, and restored me, and he restores you to wholeness. And I just want everybody to be able to reach to this place and get this great love from God. And we search for so many other places to try to get us fixed and make us well. And I did everything. I had lawyers, I had doctors, you know, of course we need them. And when I had certain circumstances in my life, but nobody has healed me like Jesus has. And I think, you know, people need to be encouraged by that. They need to know it's real. It's not a game. And, you know, he meets us right where we at, and he brings us to a greater understanding of why God created us.
Daryl, you describe fame as toxic for you, but it's something you went after and something you wanted. Can you go a little deeper into that?
Well, I know we all think we want that, and I thought I wanted that, you know, fame and fortune. And, you know, you live a different life. You live on a different planet. You live on a planet where, you know, famous people, you do whatever you want. You say whatever you want. You act however you want. Because you have all this notoriety and you have all this success and money and stuff, and you think it's going to really satisfy you. Well, if it satisfied us, then why do so many celebrities get divorced? Why do their families break up? Their lives break up? They have everything, but you have nothing. And that was the same thing with me. Two broken marriages, you know, because of me having everything, but really having nothing, just accumulating a bunch of earthly stuff. And people would think that would bring about happiness. It brings a false happiness, you know, from the perception when people see us out together, and then you hear about them, oh, they're divorced and they're not married anymore. Well, what happened? Well, because we live a sinful life still, regardless of how rich and famous you are and married, you live a sinful life separated from God. If you're not born again and born of the Spirit, you are separated from God, and people need to really understand that. I think the Bible is clear about that, and I realized for me, that's where my biggest downfall was, you know, is being separated from God. You know, my mother prayed over me, and she prayed that God would knock me off my throne and save me and bring about salvation, and it came to pass. She died, and at a younger age, you know, she passed away at the age of 55, but she was praying for me and my brothers and sisters that salvation was more important than my fame. So I'm thankful for my mother's prayers, because it came to pass, and God has, you know, stopped me in my tracks, and I'm glad God stopped me before death, because if God doesn't stop you before death, you know, that's it. It's over. People need to understand, you know, hell is a real place. People don't want to talk about it no more, but it's a real place, and you can end up there.
We're speaking with baseball great Daryl Strawberry.
Baseball's brought you a lot of opportunities, and one of them was being on the Celebrity Apprentice. Can you share that experience with us and tell us why you allowed yourself to get fired?
Well, yeah, it brought me on the show, and I just remember I had changed my life, and I was going in a different direction, and, you know, was drinking behind the scenes and a lot of different language behind the scenes, and, you know, I'm not condemning anybody, you know, that's just the way they were living. I wasn't living like that anymore, and my spirit was getting convicted, you know, that you don't belong here. This is not your life anymore. You need to get out of here. So we lost the cast, and I wasn't the project manager. Michael Johnson was, and, you know, I decided, you know, it was a way to slide out, because we were going back and forth. Who should he fire? And I just said, fire me. And President Trump goes, wow, why? He wasn't the president at the time. He goes, why should I fire you? You know, you're doing great. New York loves you. Why? And then we just kept going. I said, well, I'll take the hit. And he said, you'll take the hit? I said, yeah. He says, okay, you're fired. So wow. it was a window of opportunity for me to walk out of, you know, just to safeguard who I was. I was a Christian. I was not wanting to straddle the fence anymore with God. I didn't want to be a hypocrite no more. I wanted to live according to what I was, you know, starting to learn, and eventually would go on to preach. And man, I'm so glad I made that decision to walk away.
Wow. The book is called Turn Your Season Around, How God Transforms Your Life by Daryl Strawberry. He's been our guest this morning. Daryl, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.